Some of the nation's largest drug companies, including three distributors and a drug maker, have reached a $260 million settlement in Ohio over the opioid crisis. The deal came together earlier this morning and avoids a trial that was slated for today. Joining us now for the latest on this is Nick Castell of WCPN's Idea Stream in Cleveland. Hey, Nick.
Hey, Tanya. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So we should note that this is not part of a global settlement that we've been hearing lots of talks about. This settlement involves two Ohio counties. And what other details do we know?
Right. This can be a little bit confusing because there are so many parties involved in this litigation, more than 2,000 of them. This is a settlement that is narrowly focused between drug companies and these two counties in Ohio. The three major distributors are providing $215 million in cash to the two counties. Another manufacturer, Teva Pharmaceutical, is providing $20 million in cash. They're also making another $25 million available in drug products, including things that could be used for recovery when dealing with people who are facing drug overdoses. So that allows these companies to avoid the trial that was supposed to start today that was essentially the test case for these 2,000 lawsuits against the drug industry being brought by local governments and other parties.
Nick, it also allows them to admit no wrongdoing. It's really early, but do you know how these counties will use this money?
So earlier this month, the counties both announced that they had plans for spending the settlement dollars. They've already received money from some other manufacturers who settled earlier on in this litigation. So Cuyahoga County,
Johnson and Johnson,
Johnson and Johnson, for instance. So the Cuyahoga County wants to spend the money on expanding access to residential drug treatment. They want to hire some positions in county departments that have been affected by the opioid crisis. And one question people will be looking at too is, how do these counties spend money in the future to prevent future cases of substance use disorder, in the years from now?
Yeah. We know that this opioid crisis has been devastating to not only these communities, but communities throughout the country. I'm really curious, what's been the reaction so far to the settlement there?
Well, local leaders pretty openly said they didn't think this was enough money to really get at the scale of the opioid crisis here in Ohio, but they were willing to accept this money because they can get it pretty much immediately, the $215 million very soon, the money from Teva over the next about year and a half. They want to get money right now so they can start spending it to address a crisis that is still, inflamed all over Ohio right now as we speak. So the immediacy of the money was very important to them.
There's another defendant in this case, Walgreens. It's not part of this settlement. A judge has delayed this Walgreens trial. What do we actually know about what's next for that company?
Right. The plaintiffs said that they still have claims that they want to bring against pharmacies who are being sued, both in their capacity as dispensers of these pills, but also in their capacity as distributors. So they want to include Walgreens in that litigation, and they're expecting that they'll prepare for another trial. We don't know when that trial might begin, but it could be sometime next year.
Okay. And as we mentioned earlier, this settlement does not settle those concerns globally. What's happening with talks on the global front in that settlement?
Well, global settlement negotiations have been going on ever since this litigation began. The judge overseeing this case, U.S. District Judge Dan Polster, has pushed for a settlement from the very beginning. He did not want there to be a trial. Negotiations continued through the end of the week last week. There were reports of a possible settlement worth tens of billions of dollars that had been sort of hashed out in principle. Joe Rice, one of the attorneys for the local government plaintiffs, said today was that four attorneys general last week had presented this possible deal with drug companies, but plaintiffs were not interested in signing on to that agreement, essentially. And so we're still waiting to see whether a global settlement can be reached. Local government plaintiffs have said that they're willing to continue working with state AGs and with the companies to try to get to that global settlement.
Absolutely. This is something that I know that you'll be watching, we'll all be watching over the next weeks, months, and really years. This is Nick Castell. He's with WCPN's Idea Stream. Thank you so much, Nick, for your time.
You're welcome.